Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe reminding you to leave a tip or message on the Practical Defense comment line.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 255, Blocking Cell Signals. For my fellow nerds out there, this is unofficially episode FF. As a society, we increasingly rely on our cell or mobile phones for communication. As self-protection practitioners, we should always keep at least one cell phone within arm's reach. These devices are amazing and a critical tool in our protection arsenal. As a rule, we should never over-rely on a single rescue tool. This includes cell phones. Now, we're all aware of natural disasters such as earthquakes and hurricanes that can destroy infrastructure, including cell service. What is not understood by the general public is that government and local authorities can and do turn off cell service when deemed necessary. Here are two examples. The first just happened this past week at the Boston Marathon bomb site. One of the first actions taken by local authorities was to cut cell service. Why? There was a concern over the possibility that there were additional and as yet undetonated devices set to be triggered later, perhaps when the first responders arrived on scene. Explosive devices are often triggered by cell phone, so to eliminate that method of attack, they cut all cell service. It makes total sense. As an individual, it also cuts off your first line of communication and the ability to call for medical assistance. What if the bomb was a prelude to an active shooter event like Columbine? If bombs detonate, cell service is cut, and a madman starts shooting anything that moves, how are you going to alert the police? They will certainly know about the bomb, but they may walk right into an active shooter event. Or what if you're trapped by rubble caused by the explosion? You need to have a backup plan that does not include reliance on cell service. Now, to circle back quickly on my comment regarding Columbine, the events that took place that day are normally understood as a shooting event. In reality, the boys planted bombs in the cafeteria first and expected them to do most of the killing. When the bombs failed to trigger, they changed tactics, walked in, and started shooting. Columbine was a failed bomb attack first and a shooting event second. In another example, local governments have cut cell service during flash mob protests and riots. Back in August of 2011, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, in the San Francisco area repeatedly cut cell service when flash mobs used social media to organize, move, and report locations of transit officers. Other flash mobs used social media and text messages to organize violent crimes and robberies. This has happened all over the U.S. and Europe. The purpose behind cutting the service is to interrupt the communication channels of the protesters, rioters, and criminals. But where does that leave the innocent bystander caught in the middle of the event? If you or a family member is injured or holed up somewhere during the event, you might not be able to call for assistance. The point of this episode is to force everyone to think of other possibilities, run scenarios, and pre-plan appropriate responses if something happens and there's no cell service. Cell phones are great, and I highly recommend that everyone always keep one within arm's reach at all times. However, the phone should not be your only solution. You must always have multiple tools at your disposal and a flexible mindset. Think, plan, and prepare now so that you don't have to later under stress conditions. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805 203 6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.